Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most five-thumbed podcast network.
Hey everybody, I'm Jackson Bailey. This is not how the show starts. I started the show like that, like the last three, but it's not how it's meant to begin.
No, I think it's good. Keep going.
Hey everybody, I'm Jackson Bailey, king of podcast. Welcome to today's episode of Shut Up A Second, I guess. Who's here?
Hello, Hayden's here.
Hello, Cass is here.
I hope that's not how it starts from now on. That's bad.
You seem so sad. You're a king who knows that his son is going to kill him.
Heavy is the head. And today's topic is hot ham sandwiches. All right, there we go.
Hot.
Fine. And sandwich, not toast, I noticed. I was gonna be like, hey, what if it's like a toasted cheese sandwich? We don't call that toast, but we do.
Yeah, it's in the name. Yeah, it's the first thing you say when you're talking about a toasted cheese sandwich. I was gonna have a hot ham sandwich before I came here.
Oh my god, really?
And I had a hot ham sandwich for dinner last night. Actually, I had two.
This is wild.
We didn't even plan this.
So when you say hot ham sandwich.
Oh yeah, I'm sort of playing with the... It was a bit of wordplay almost, because it was actually a spicy...
Oh!
It was cold in temperature, but hot in spice.
What spices?
It was a hot sauce from the Melbourne Hot Sauce Company.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever they're called. Mm. It was a mango something, and it was nice. Adam got it for me for Christmas.
Oh, my God. Wait, so
was, late.
Yeah. Was it with... So was it just ham? Just ham and hot sauce on bread?
Right?
Yeah, okay. Take us from layer one.
Okay, it's a pretty classic sandwich. So don't get too excited. Don't need to buckle up. Okay. Sit back and relax.
I'll unbuckle.
Unbuckle, chill out. We're in a parked car for this.
Yeah. Great.
Bread.
Okay.
Light rye.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, okay, yep.
Nuttolex.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Wonderful.
Because my partner is vegan and we don't have butter.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Spinach.
Okay.
Okay. Ooh.
Ham.
Rich. Oh, yes.
Okay.
I do the thing. I think they do it in Subway. Instead of just putting them flat stacked on top of each other, I'll wrap them up a little bit and do like little sort of like five or like maybe, probably like four or five wraps of ham.
That is the best way to eat ham.
We can discuss after construction.
it's better. I don't know why.
Hang on. Because is there not a reason to...
No, there is, surely.
Because how good is it when...
Because why else would I do it?
Okay, so picture this. Okay, let's take a sweet detour.
Yeah,
so okay. Picture this.
We'll start the car first.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, do we need to buckle up or are we good?
You can stay unbuckled, okay. But be at the ready.
All right, sure.
Who knows?
But what if
grab the handles on the side.
Yeah.
Won't the alarm go off? Won't that be annoying? I'm going to buckle up. Okay, I'm going to buckle up.
That's for the best. So imagine you're at, say, a wedding or a fancy event where there's hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, now what's more appealing? Five rolled up little hams or five flat hams?
Yeah, or like stacked.
You know what?
But, okay, I'm gonna come in with a suggestion.
Come on in.
That's a practicality decision. Mm-hmm. So rolled up ham with toothpick in.
Yeah.
That's really easy to eat.
Yeah.
If you're talking flat slice of ham, I'm either having to peel it off with my fingers and I am in my wedding attire.
Yeah.
In your silk gloves.
Your wedding gown. You're getting married.
I am getting married and I don't want ham from a sheet. Thank you. I don't want a sheet of ham to slap my gown.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. But if I put a toothpick in it,
it's not
got the structural integrity. It'll just simply slide off.
Well, yes, exactly. But rolled up ham in a little tube, little sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. It's ready. it's like a little ham cigar for my mouth.
So, but I still don't know how that makes it better. But
it just does though.
Yeah. It makes
because
it
no, the comparison is if I have four slices of ham on a sandwich, and I stack them, and they're just it's like a thin, flat bit of ham, with nothing in between, But if I roll them, there's little bits of air in between, and that's good.
It's better for your mouth.
It's totally. It probably makes you taste it better. Probably.
So
you're rolling up the ham.
So I say roll. It's more of a fold.
Oh, is it like a Subway fold where they're like, it's like they put one side down and then they...
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, yeah. So as you chew and the air escapes...
It goes...
Yeah, you get fart noise. It's a fart sandwich.
But you will end up...
It's like chewing a whoopee cushion. Yeah. It's great.
Oh, okay. Well, now I see
this. That's why it's good. I can't stop imagining being a bride at a wedding and being like, oh, just sneakily get some ham and like somehow knocking it but not realizing and walking down the aisle with a big circle of ham somewhere in your wedding dress.
Just right like in your cleavage or something. Just
flopping down like a...
It's flapping in the breeze.
The
yeah, like flap, flap, flap. Nothing more humiliating.
Anyway, then cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, cheese.
Okay.
And then I was going to cut up tomato.
You can't just say cheese.
Yeah, what cheese?
I'm ashamed to say it was Bega, whatever the default Bega sliced cheese is.
Hey, no, that's a convenient cheese.
It's a convenient cheese.
And
all right?
As well.
Adam had some cheese in the fridge, but it went on moldy. But I was like, was this supposed to be moldy? Is this good mold or bad mold? Dad said it was bad mold. So it was good that I didn't have that cheese.
Lucky. That is good.
And then I was going to cut it some tomato, but then I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put the other bit of bread on.
Wow.
Oh, wait. And then, fuck, I forgot about the spicy sauce.
I was gonna say, where was the hot sauce in that?
It was on the other bit of bread.
Okay. Because I thought you were going to maybe mix the ham with the hot sauce. Because can I describe an insane sandwich I had recently?
Oh, an insane? Please.
Well, mine was a fairly boring sandwich. And we talked about that for ages. Yeah. So I'm more than happy to talk about an exciting sandwich.
So I was like, I got to make lunch, okay? Because I'm terrible at having lunch. I forget all the time. And then it's like 4 p.m. And I'm like, so I can't have lunch now. Actually, I've got to have dinner. So I was like, all right, I got to make an effort to have lunch. So I was like, what am I going to do? We had a little bit of chicken left, right?
Okay.
Just a little bit of chicken.
What kind of chicken?
Chicken breast.
Chicken breast.
Okay. Raw chicken breast. A little bit of...
Because you made sort of a crescent moon shape with your fingers just then. Like, croissant. What does this mean?
A croissant of raw chicken, you know?
Raw chicken?
Yeah, it was raw chicken.
I mean, most chicken starts raw.
When you said you had a bit of chicken left, I assumed leftover chicken.
So I'd had a whole chicken, a big whole chicken breast.
Yep.
Raw. That I'd been slowly chopping up and using for various things.
Okay.
Like one slice at a time?
It was a huge chicken breast.
I don't think it can be
It was
that
a big old bitty.
So it's like a log of salami.
It was about
just having
this
a
big. Okay?
That's, so hang on.
About the size of a Xbox controller. Like
yeah,
the original
that's probably
one.
Okay, yeah.
It was huge.
That's pretty big.
That's Al Coles, the one near me, huge chicken breasts. Don't know why.
I don't trust that.
It's
I feel still like it's all steroids
that
or whatever.
You were slicing off little bits of raw chicken.
Well, yeah.
Because I would cook the whole chicken at once and be like, no, I've got chicken in the fridge, but as soon as my little fingers wanted to be
I needed
chicken.
Them for different things. Some went in like a curry, some were just fried up for a sandwich. You know?
When you say different things,
yeah,
I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that all of them cooked.
Yeah, all of them were for food.
But different slices, maybe.
Different slices, so some were flavored differently. Some had to be...
Yeah, but you don't... No, if you have to marinate, I get it.
Yeah. Some are marinated, some had rubs on them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
it's insane that
you are cutting off a sliver of chicken, then you're like, I am going to go to the effort of marinating 2x4 centimeters of chicken.
Because that chicken breast is big for a chicken breast, but it's not that much chicken. It's not like 4 meals worth of chicken.
I got about 3 meals out of this
for
chicken.
One pretty big chicken breast.
You didn't share any of them,
No, it was for me.
So you marinated a third of a chicken breast.
Yeah.
Okay.
To put in a soup or whatever. Anyway, so with my final third of a chicken breast, I'm like, I'm going to put this on a sandwich. Now, but putting a whole chicken, third of a chicken breast on a sandwich, that's big for a sandwich.
Well, I don't know. I feel like that's about right, but all right.
Well, it's so basically what I'm saying is that I wanted to make it like pulled chicken.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because that's easier to put on a sandwich. But
oh,
I was like,
pulled chicken sandwich.
What am I? And I have this really delicious, it's called Jamaican lick sauce or something. I don't know.
Great.
But it's delicious. It's spicy. It's like a barbecue sauce. I was like, put it in this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a bit too spicy. And I was like, well, I'd like to cool it down a bit. And I was like, what do I have? And I had...
Just cold water.
Just an ice cube. What I had in the fridge was, you know, like a Japanese sesame mayonnaise? Like Kewpie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I mix that
together. Is that what that is? Is it sesame?
No, there's a different variety of it. They make it with sesame seeds.
It's real good.
Yeah, that sounds
incredible. Wasabi salad. Yeah, it's good. But I mix that together with the hot Jamaican hot sauce.
Yeah.
Mix it together in the chicken.
That sounds good.
Cook the chicken. Then I was like,
well, you did it raw. Okay.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Like marinated in there, put in a frying pan.
How long did this take you?
Yeah, how long were you marinating for?
Like half an hour? I didn't really marinate it.
Okay. Just put it on it.
So you essentially cooked the chicken in mayonnaise.
Well, I cooked the chicken.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
You were describing cooking chicken in mayonnaise.
Well, I feel like you shouldn't cook the chicken, then put the mayo on.
Well,
it's going in a sandwich as well, you know?
Because what is it? I don't think the chicken gains anything from having it on there for half an hour.
Well, it's cooked in it, you know, the flavor but it goes across.
Again, you're having it in a sandwich.
But I feel like you can't, if you cook in mayonnaise, I don't think the mayonnaise
flavor.
Well, it was
mayonnaise and the hot sauce.
So, why not? I feel like it would have been better if you cooked it in the hot sauce and then put the mayo on afterwards. Making mayo hot is freaking me out.
But then,
I don't like making mayo hot.
I had some old rocket, right, that I was like, this will go in the sandwich as well.
Okay. Americans call it arugula.
Oh, excuse me, some arugula.
Just some, just to make it more international.
Arugula is such a good word.
I wish we called it arugula.
Yeah,
that's
me
so much
too.
Better.
And scallions for...
What's scallions?
For spring onion.
Scallions.
Oh, scallion. That's
scallion? Yeah, that's scallions.
That's a better name because spring onions aren't... I guess they're kind of oniony, but they're
they
not that close to an onion.
That's
true.
But what
does so do all vegetables,
carrot.
Really. Although some vegetables burrow under the ground, like a little mole.
That's true. Anyway, so I'm like, I got the rocket out. The arugula, excuse me.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's... You know how, like, arugula can go slimy if you leave it too long?
Yeah.
So it had gone slimy. Had to throw it out. Sure. Got no salad now for this sandwich.
Okay, I will... say this, you did introduce this as an insane sandwich, and so far it seems like you have just taken... You and Hayden have the same building blocks of a sandwich. You're like, meat, a bit of leaf,
I didn't cook mayo
sauce.
For mine, though. I didn't broil chicken and mayonnaise.
There are differences, like but I'm saying building block-wise, same sandwich. Please continue.
Well, it's meat like, and veg.
I also wanted cheese. Okay.
Whoa! This is exciting.
But I love when I'm cooking chicken, you know, for a sandwich.
Yeah.
When you lay the cheese on the chicken, well, it's in the plate and it melts.
Yeah.
That's great.
Love that. Yeah.
But obviously I'd made the chicken pulled. And I was like, well, let's try it anyway.
Yeah.
So I layered the cheese on top of the chicken.
Well, it's in the frying pan.
Yeah, it's in the frying pan. Yeah. And it melted to become this strange, cheesy chicken goo.
Hot mayo, hot cheese.
And then I realized I had nothing else for the sandwich, so I just put that between two slices of bread and ate that.
Well, was it good?
Yeah! It was delicious.
So
it
sounds like, yeah. Cooking chicken up
in mayo.
Mayonnaise.
In mayo.
Yeah.
And then shredding it.
And then shredding it, yes. And then putting it back
in. Well, you shredded it afterwards.
I actually shredded it halfway through.
What?
So it was a bit raw in the middle, which was pretty gross as I was shredding it.
That's not, chicken's not a thing. You can have a bit raw in the middle.
Well, then I put it back in to cook complete.
Okay. But then it's not really shredded chicken, is it?
Well, it was shredded when it went back in and then cheesed.
Okay, now I see why you described this as an insane sandwich.
Yeah.
It was
it's not the construction, it's the, maybe it's only the construction.
It's just the energy. It just has a horrible energy.
The thought process behind it, you know, everything about
it.
It
took you half an hour to bake this sandwich.
That's
too long. The whole point of a sandwich is it's quick.
When you said you had to cook something for a sandwich, I'm like, no, sandwiches where leftovers go. Oh, yeah. I actually had an insane sandwich.
Oh!
All right, that's exciting. You've got a very easy bite. Mine was incredibly boring. Yeah. Jackson's was the worst made sandwich of all time. With hot mayo and raw chicken.
Yeah, come on.
Go for it.
Top that.
Well, wait, do we need to buckle up?
Yeah.
I'm still buckled.
Hold on to the side rails, but we're not going to start the car.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Side rails?
You know the handles in the car?
Are we in like an old-timey, like one of those cars from the 1930s with an open top? I'll hold the side rails.
Hold on to the door, top of the doors.
Yeah.
Come on in. Witness my sandwich.
Yeah. The car in the trunk is an actual trunk.
Yeah.
So apparently this sandwich is a traditional English meal.
Okay. It's a bad beginning.
Yeah. The English are not known for their fine food.
No.
I would ask you to please be nice to me as I describe it.
We'll see. Okay. I'm not making any promises.
Okay, so white bread.
Of course, for sure.
Sure, that's okay.
It's at the Bramwell or Branson or some...
Branson pickle...
Yes, Branson pickle.
Yeah.
Pickled vegetables and pickles, it's brown.
Yeah.
Wait, it's pickle, so it's just a mishmash of different pickle
things.
It's
like things. A sauce. It's like a... Yeah. It's
like a relish kind of?
Yeah.
Chutney, okay.
Yeah, and it's like Bramwell's Branson something's pickles. Mm.
Yeah.
There's also got veggies in there and they're all spiced.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds all right. That sounds pretty good.
It's nice. It's good on a hot dog.
Yeah.
That sounds good. That'd be good on a hot dog.
It's good on a hot dog. Big fan of Branson pickles. Good on a hot dog. Yeah.
Hey, I'm right there with you. Bless you.
So, kind of thick layer of these pickles.
Okay. Yeah.
Salt and vinegar chips.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that would go well because pickles are just salt and vinegar things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese.
Okay.
Please tell me there's more coming.
Please tell me that's not the end of it, Gaz.
Is that the whole set?
Please, you gotta tell me there's more to this. Okay.
Okay, okay.
The meat is salt and vinegar chips at this point.
Yeah.
Some people are vegetarian.
Okay.
This is actually a vegetarian-friendly meal. If you swap it out for soy, it might even be vegan.
What am I swapping
Wait,
out for soy?
Soy? The milk.
The cheese.
Oh, okay.
The milk you dunk in afterwards.
Anyway,
what?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That was the end.
That was the end of the sandwich. Well, it wasn't quite. I hadn't gotten to the bread yet.
So
it is.
Yeah.
Great.
Is it literally pickles and chips?
And cheese.
And cheese.
Chicken
and
cheese. Oh, not chicken.
There's
chips.
No cheese. Chicken.
Like a tongue twister. Yeah. Oh, my God. So it's
pickles.
Pickle relish. That's everything's pickles.
Yeah.
Yep.
Salt and vinegar chips, cheese in between white bread.
Yes. I have been told it will also work with original chips.
That is exceedingly sure. British.
What it's about chicken British. Chips?
Yeah. Any chips it won't work with?
What about light and tangy?
Yeah.
Well, look, I don't know. I can't speak on it.
Mm.
I would recommend salt and vinegar. I imagine salt will go down a treat, but I do prefer my salt and vinegar.
As right. Look, as it's an insane sandwich, but it's the British people who are to blame, not you. You know?
I think it's great, and we should try and learn from cultures that are different to our own.
Yes, English culture. It's so different.
What's a spotted dick? I always forget.
A spotted dick?
Yeah, like the British meal.
Means you should go to
a
bloody doctor.
That's a doctor's
checkup,
I think.
It's also known as a railway cake. That's good.
Oh, God. Wait, does this have a horrible name, this sandwich?
It's a spotted... Oh, yeah, what's the name of the sandwich?
It's got to have a fucked name,
surely.
I don't know what
it'll be a salty butty.
Well...
Oh, yeah, chip butty,
well,
is
it?
Yeah.
It doesn't have butter in it.
Is that but what makes a butty?
Yeah, is that what makes it a butty?
I thought it just made it... I thought all sandwiches were kind of butties.
Yeah, because a chip butty is chips
and chips.
White bread.
And bread. I think bread's the main thing.
Oh, is there butter? Butter feels weird to have with chips.
I mean, I always...
I don't know.
Well, look, I personally, if I'm making a chip butty, I prefer not to have the butter. Mm-hmm. But I'm salivating
chip
thinking
ready.
About chip butties. but if you do have the butter, it would make it a lot less dry and you'd probably be able to eat it a lot faster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's fair.
What role does butter play in a modern sandwich?
Fabulous question.
Because if we got ham and cheese and tomato and spinach,
yeah.
Is butter? What's butter doing there?
But doesn't it?
I'm not a butter sandwich person.
You see,
I feel
am.
Like I can't not be a butter. It feels sacrilegious
yeah.
to put spinach straight onto bread
no,
without a little butter
glue,
barrier,
right? So
yeah.
if I'm making a sandwich and I want some sort of a sticky element, I'm using avocado or a sauce.
Yeah.
To me, butter. Well, I would happily just eat a little bit of butter as a snack.
That's
so
wild.
To me, butter is its own flavor.
Yuck.
A little bit.
It's not the amount. That's not the problem.
You have to get good quality.
I used to do that when I was a kid, like 4, and then I'd get a headache from doing it.
When I was a kid,
you
this
ate
is
a
so-
lot of butter.
Yeah,
then.
I know. I did.
How much butter?
I was like 4, but I don't know, not that much, like a spoonful of butter. And then I go, oi. It was good. It's good for 1 second, and then you go, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Jesus
I did
Christ.
Accidentally. I keep getting confused with butter that I can just drink it like a.
I keep getting confused with butter. I keep just eating heaps of it and feeling sick.
No, I did because it tastes delicious.
Mm.
But usually, you know, it's ratios and vessels. So
yeah.
Like bagel with butter, delicious.
Mm.
Like salty chip, thick layer of butter, maybe some salt and pepper, mm. delicious. Cracker, sorry, not
yeah, 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 yeah.
The other day I was making pancakes and I had melted some butter into there and then I
that's
picked
good.
Up
that's
the
good.
Like
yeah.
empty butter container mm. and was like. And I was like, ooh.
Well, yep. melted butter's, for some reason, about 20 times
better.
I guess because it's a liquid.
It's just weird to have it on its own.
Yeah, it was a bit more than I was expecting, and swallowing butter didn't feel great.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I feel like it would line your throat, like those ads for antacids.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the man with a fire hydrant or whatever just goes.
And it looks good in the ad, but in real life.
Yeah, it makes you want to vomit.
Something I remembered that I did as a kid recently, speaking of eating butter, is if I'd have chewing gum and it would run out of flavor.
I'm so excited because this is going to be fucked. I can tell.
I would roll the chewing gum in sugar.
And it was fucked.
Did you sprinkle sugar onto your hand or something?
I don't remember how I did it.
This horrible crunchy sweet gum.
Yeah, I would have crunchy sweet chewing gum.
That's awful.
Yeah, I know. And sometimes as well, a thing I would do is I would chew the chewing gum until it was out of flavor, right?
Yeah.
Then I would freeze it, and then I would go back to it, and it would have reacquired flavor somehow.
What?
I don't know the science behind that. Who can say? I was very young.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The time, like
no,
six or seven.
No, so one day, little Jackson of his own volition is like, I'll put this in the freezer
and then
I'll give it another go.
Maybe I'd put it in the fridge at some point to have later, and then upon re-chewing it was like, there's more flavor here. And then I was like, well,
how much
still
more flavor?
Sure to get to
more than you'd expect. You'd be shocked by how much more flavor.
So you have a grape Hubba Bubba, but the flavor goes quick, right? You're just chewing it for 20 minutes, it is just a piece of rubber.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, do you know gum mostly just has lots of actual plastic in it?
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's like not.
It's not a food.
That's why in car parks and stuff, you always see those big black splotches of gum because they're just plastic that just never ever break down.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Anyway, so you have a grey Hubba Bubba.
Yeah.
20 minutes, it's just a grey blob.
Yeah. Put it in the freezer.
It's got no flavor at all.
No flavor. Zilch.
No flavor, or have you just gotten used to the big burst of flavor at the start and now you're like, well, comparatively, this is empty.
Oh,
Hubba Bubba is a bad example because Hubba Bubba, you know how like some gum...
Doesn't regen.
Yeah.
doesn't heal like other gums.
Terrible half-life.
Well, you know how some gums, when you finish chewing it, like when the flavor's gone, it like gets this weird kind of like very tough consistency?
Yeah, like it gets hard or
Yeah, but Hubba Bubba gets really soft, I find, if you chew
it for
too long.
I think it gets hard, doesn't it?
I feel like...
It's been a long time since I've had Hubba Bubba.
Yeah, me too.
Though, to be fair.
I'm doubting myself now. But the point is...
I just remember having Hubba Bubba that just becomes like a grey pebble.
Yeah, it's not good at the end. But if you put that in the freezer, you get it out, you will get another... Now, and this is important.
Can you give it a percentage of flavor back?
I would say 100%.
No!
That's
not
100%,
true!
100%, but only for about like 30 seconds.
That can't be true.
Maybe
90%. It gets 100%. Hubba Bubba gets 100% of its flavor back.
Jackson.
If you put it in the freezer, but just for 30
Just for about 30 seconds to a minute, and then it's completely gone again. That's
so much effort. So your childhood home, if your parents opened the fridge or freezer, they'd find old mouth Jackson.
Yes, they would find my Hubba Bubba in the freezer next to the ice cube, probably.
Did you put it on anything, or did you just whack it straight?
I think I just whacked it straight on the... Yeah.
It's a fridge. It's a freezer. It's sterile. It's all frozen.
Exactly.
No germs.
It's freezing my spit around the gum.
A crust of protection.
Here's another question for you, because this is also funny. So as a kid, okay, you have a spoonful of sugar. And yeah. I mean, like,
how's
like,
the medicine go down?
Yeah, exactly. Of course.
Mm. You watch Mary Poppins, you're like, I'll give it a go.
And it's the first time you do it, and it's amazing. And you're like, what an instant boost of sweetness.
Yeah.
A thing that maybe is not super common when you're a kid because your parents are watching how much sugar you have, yeah. whatever. And then you're like, what else works like this? And you try some flour. And you're like, oh.
Or you try some cinnamon.
yeah.
How many times did you try flour before you learned the lesson?
Oh, I did it with Milo too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is going to be sick. And it wasn't.
Yeah.
Because
it
just goes into your lungs and you want to die.
I liked it with Milo.
No, well, you didn't do enough.
I think Milo's...
I'm talking a heaped teaspoon. I mean, tablespoon. Heaped tablespoon of Milo. My God.
I think Milo's bad, but drinking chocolate is the worst.
Oh, yeah. That dries you out. Yeah, that's got the tannins. Yeah. That's no good.
And cocoa powder is a classic because drinking chocolate has sugar in it.
Mm.
But cocoa powder, you're like, cocoa, nope. chocolate. It's just easy. It's just bitter. It's just horrible and bitter.
Bitter, dry.
Dries you out immediately.
Makes anyway, I think I had like 4 teaspoons of flour over various points in my childhood before I was like, I don't think this is going to work.
I've definitely done it once.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think maybe that was it.
I mean, that makes sense.
I do remember very clearly talking about like a spoonful of sugar. I remember, I don't think it was for very long, but maybe it was about 7.
Yeah.
There was a period where I wasn't allowed sugar after 5 p.m. or something because I'd just go crazy. And then I remember me and Cass, we were at our friend's house, our family friends.
Yeah.
I remember very clearly, a very vivid memory. It was like 7 p.m. and all of them were crowded around me trying to give me a teaspoon of sugar. It's like, let's get them hyper. And then I ate the teaspoon and I was like, I'm going crazy. And I definitely wasn't hyper, but I was like, I was putting on a show.
Yeah, because
I felt like I can't just sit there and be like, oh, well, I guess it's...
Yeah, oh, yeah, you got to give around, the people like, what they want.
That was it was a great time.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember that. And thank God you did put on a show.
Yeah.
That, you entertained an entire house full of children.
Yeah, I as a kid wasn't allowed a lot of sweet things. Like, my parents were pretty, like... I mean, they were lazy about it, but
yeah.
They had this idea, like, no junk food, no sweet. I mean, that's been my family, like, my whole life. It's like, okay, we're doing no sugar. And then, like, 2 days later, they're like, have a candy bar, whatever, you know.
I feel like our family was pretty fine.
Yeah?
Besides that one period of, like, it kind of been long.
Mm.
Because, but I don't feel like they weren't that. It was like, we just have sugar sometimes.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't like it was restricted, but my parents were like, I didn't have McDonald's as like a thing until I was a teenager.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I just was not allowed it. It was not going to happen, you know. Same with, most fast food places.
We would bother for McDonald's.
Yeah, we were the worst.
We were annoying.
Yeah, and we would get our way.
We had this one trip where we were driving to Adelaide.
Oh, fuck, that was the worst.
Yeah.
Because our favourite fast food at the time was Hungry Jack's. We didn't have a Hungry Jack's near us, and truly as children, the burgers were better. This is what we believed.
Burgers better, Hungry Jack's.
It was an exotic fast food to us.
Yeah, scarcity breeds.
There wasn't a Hungry Jack's within 10 minutes of our house. Yeah. So
exactly. It was. You got it when you could.
We had to drive to Bundoora to get
God, let's traverse out to Mill Park. driving to Adelaide, and we would beg our parents, we'd say, can we please get Hungry Jack's on the way? Because surely there's going to be one. We're driving for 10 hours. Like, let's do it. And they're like, sure. We're driving in. We're about 5-10 minutes from our destination. We start passing Hungry Jack's. We're like, can we get it? And our parents were like, we're so close.
At the
end of this 10-hour trip, we're going to go in, we'll get it tomorrow, and it burned down overnight.
Oh, my God.
I forgot that it burned down.
Oh, my.
We got up the next day, and it was black with ash. It's been a grease fire, and the whole thing had burned down.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Think anyone was hurt, or at least we were lied to because we were children. But
that's amazing.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and I just remember being like, I can't even be mad.
Yeah. Like, what can you do?
Mum and Dad burnt down the Hungry Jack's just to stop us? That's nuts.
And now a quick word from our sponsors. Hey, Jackson interrupting here just to say that if you like this podcast you're currently listening to, you'll probably like our video game review podcast, Thumb Cramps, where me and the two Joels review whatever video games we've been playing that week. Also, sometimes we don't even review video games. Instead, we review sausages or being sick. It's good. Trust me. Just search for Thumb Cramps wherever you get your podcasts.
I was working at a burnt down Hungry Jack's for a while.
What were you doing?
Serving burnt down burgers.
The burnt down's better at Hungry Jack's.
No, I was. It was at this Sydney train station. You know the big main train station.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
There was a Hungry Jack's there and a big row of shops, and there was another grease fire at a Hungry Jack's. And the whole place, the Hungry Jack's was burnt out, but then there was so much smoke damage to everything, they just boarded up the whole row of shops.
Yeah.
And then we would come in and just rip it all out.
Oh, my God.
And it was fucked because it had been sitting there for so long because of the smoke damage. You couldn't really go in there unless yeah. you had to sign a bunch of forms or whatever. And so, like, we go in and pull out all the, like, burger grills and stuff, and we're like, oh, it's all... it was the toasted cheese maker, I think.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's all glued down. Why would they glue it down? Turns out it wasn't glued down. It was just so much runoff cheese that it hardened over like the year or so that we just couldn't pry it off.
Oh my God.
And we were convinced because there was a bunch of them that were glued down, then one of them came off. And we're like, uh-oh. That's not glue. And there was also, because it was right next to it, there was another shop with some offices above it.
Yeah.
And this is... yucky.
I'm excited.
So there's an office above it, and then there's like a door to like a little storage area. It's kind of like an attic almost. Like it was definitely like if you know that kind of room that if you stepped not on the beams, you just fall through the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of area. Anyway, right at the very back of that, because we had to clear out the entire thing. Mm. Right at the very back of that, there was a paper bag filled up with wadded up tissues and then a dirty magazine. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So one of the managers was just jerking off here, I guess.
Wow.
It was, yeah, and I had to carry that out.
Wow.
Mm. Was the bag crunchy?
Well, it was paper bag, so it would have been crunchy anyway. But
that's better not to know. It's better.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's because it's, I think about that guy because,
no, I know what you mean. Him. Like, immediately, I'm like, what kind of a life? You know?
But then also him having to evacuate and then never going back, being like,
I hope.
Does he know that someone found his little wank thing? Does he hope it burnt down?
And how do you establish a little wank thing like that?
I think that's a snowball thing. You don't set up to have a wank spot. This is what it is.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing.
Of course, of course.
You're late at the office, burning the midnight oil.
Something stirs in you.
Yeah. You have to jerk it. You have to.
For sure.
And you go, where am I going to do it? I can't jerk it from the office. Oh, I'll go to the weird attic thing.
Yeah, you're like, no cameras up there.
No cameras. And also no one goes in there. It's a good place. Because you can't go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because it's a public area.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's a shared area.
It's really going away to a strange,
a dark,
like
dank
that.
Corner.
It's like how
it's a kindness.
You know, cats and dogs go away to die.
Exactly.
This creepy manager man goes off to wank silently. I reckon he does it once.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I feel bad.
Yeah.
Goes back next week, same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't do it again, could I?
Yeah.
And then he does. All of a sudden, it's a ritual.
Yeah. And because, please.
You'd just be sitting there like, I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to. Then you're like, I feel like all of a sudden he'd be walking up the stairs.
Yeah,
I think
in
your head
you would,
you'd be like, I've established a protocol for if I feel a stirring. That's what you do when you go away. You're like, I now have a thing I can do if it happens.
And now if I get a little stirring, it's like, well, may as well deal with this.
Yeah, exactly. And then
a stirring that once you would have waited to go home,
now
you don't have to.
I will suggest as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to say maybe he went up there a few times and didn't wank.
Oh,
just to scope it out? What do you mean?
Just to have a break.
Just to quiet time. Enjoy the ambience of this dusty attic.
Well, because if you have a day where there are no stirrings.
Yeah, true.
But you usually duck off.
Oh, it's part of the ritual now.
Very good point. It's I just imagine, like, if you often duck out for smoko, then you quit smoking.
Mm.
Yeah.
Kind of ripped off, so.
That's the one thing that makes me want to start smoking.
Yeah, I know
one,
what you mean.
It looks fucking sick.
Yeah.
Undeniably, it is the coolest thing.
It's cool.
It's the coolest thing you can do.
Yeah. And looks, taking a long drag of a cigarette to make a point, holy shit.
It's a great prop.
I got no equivalent.
Yeah. I should say don't smoke.
Yeah, don't do it, but it'll look cool.
You,
yeah, I mean, my dad got cancer from smoking. It was bad.
Well, there you go, don't do it.
Oh,
he's all better now. It's fine.
Because obviously, like, what I want with a cigarette is I want to be able to be like, well, there's no fixing that.
And then
but
an
I can't,
exhale,
I can't do that. But what? Maybe I can do an equivalent. Let me try it. You tell me how this works, okay? You got to imagine there's a little ashtray in front of me, okay?
Sure.
Well,
like you've licked your finger.
There's no fixing that.
And he's dipped the licked finger in the ashtray.
It might work if you have a bag of Whiz Fizz and you lick your finger. Well, dip your finger in the Whiz Fizz. No fixing that. Back up and you lick the Whiz Fizz off the finger.
Think we could
that
find
could work.
A safe alternative.
Or could we go with one of the rolled up bits of ham?
Oh!
Well, no fixing that.
you don't need the ham.
This is spitting ham.
I remember Ryder, my brother.
Yeah.
because he doesn't smoke as well. We've had the same conversation.
Yeah.
He was like, I wish it was socially acceptable to have like 5 killer pythons, like the candy, in your top pocket. And when everybody
just
goes...
Gonna go out for a python.
Yeah, just gonna dip out for a python and you just eat it outside in the cold or whatever. Finish your python, come back inside.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like the good thing about smoking... And I must say, don't smoke.
None of us smoke.
We never would.
Oh yeah, I tried to smoke a cigarette the other day, and I was like, oh maybe, because maybe once every 3 years I try and smoke a cigarette. I think I would love smoking. Anyway, and then I tried one, and I just immediately wanted to throw up. I had the horrible taste, got a headache. I'm like, ooh, yucky, yucky burning flavor. Ooh.
I had a similar experience. For my birthday 1 year, Duncan from the Weekly Muniz.
Oh yeah, my mate Duncan.
Yep. Gave me a present, which was a coffee cigarillo.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I'll share this with a few people. And I had too much of it and had to stop, you know, drinking at my party. And I vomited. And then I felt yucky.
Yeah. Smoking's
for
the worst.
12 hours.
Smoking is the worst.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about it is there's just the break from life. You just get to fuck off for 5 minutes.
Exactly. And you get a little group of people.
Yeah.
And then there's like an understanding as well with that smokers group, it seems, because we're on the outside of that. We don't know.
Well, I just started a course this week.
Yeah.
And at the moment, we're doing mostly online classes. We've done like 2 in-person classes.
Yeah.
And already the smokers are already friends.
Yeah, there you go.
They're like, smoker gang, what's going on? Like in the online chat bar, they're like, hey, who's the smokers? And like, yeah, me. It's like sick. Like it translates
How
to online.
But
it
also
makes me so jealous. I'm getting FOMO.
When they go out there, they also don't always have to be talking, I notice.
No, they
you
understand.
Just have a break because you have something in your mouth half the time.
Yeah.
So you can be doing that and you don't have to participate in the conversation.
And everyone knows that they're there to smoke, not chat.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. They understand.
Next time the 3 of us at a party, do we want to try Ryder's killer python?
Yes.
I was just about to suggest if we can grab a lolly.
Yeah.
Or like
we can get a fad.
Or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe Big Bosses.
Big Bosses. Yeah. Or just a mustic.
Yeah.
Just the idea that you can duck off, have a break, talk if you want, but there's no pressure
because you're
doing something with your mouth, and then come back to whatever you're doing. That's lovely.
That's very appealing.
You know, I feel like eating a lolly, not as bad as having a cigarette.
Exactly.
Definitely not.
Well, I think a killer python's good because it's long. It's a lot of gum.
Yeah,
okay.
It takes a while. Yeah.
Okay,
it's a slow burn.
Yeah,
Nerds Rope.
Nerds Rope's another great choice.
Yeah.
Because you can take a bite.
are we eating like 10 Nerd Ropes a day?
Well, it's however many.
We're a case a day Nerd Ropes.
How big of a quote-unquote smoker are we?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm a social.
See, I'm up at midnight. I'm waking up jonesing for a Nerd's Rope.
Smoke a cup of black coffee and a nurse.
Yeah, my breakfast that's is Big Boss. Big Boss and a latte.
Just after sex, both whack out the nerd's rope.
Oh, man.
That was great, baby.
It would be good. Time to brush my teeth. I like as well in this scenario where we go out and eat candy, doing it near the smokers, but making it very clear that we're not talking
there
to the smokers.
Yeah. That's what we need.
Thing.
We need what could be, because obviously, the python, we're being silly.
Yes, of course.
But we need a real one. Because we need a second thing to go and do that isn't silly.
Yeah.
That we'll, the smokers have to respect us because they're so cool.
Yeah.
We're separate from them.
But what if we use assertiveness and confidence to trick them?
Okay.
So like, you do? Thinking we're cool.
Okay, that's not going to work.
But they're
smokers. They are so cool. You don't understand.
Just so someone's like, do you want to go out for a smoke? You're like, yeah. And what if you brought out like a Carmen's bar?
Oh, okay.
Like,
that's cool.
Like, it's not cool. But you wouldn't do it to be cool or silly. You're not.
But you gotta get full.
A nutritional.
Yeah.
You can't get full of smokes.
Makes you full. Yes, it.
Oh yeah, it does.
It suppresses
your appetite.
Yeah,
you're right. But I feel like you'd have like. Well, actually, I was gonna say I could have more cigarettes than music bars. That's not true. I can have zero cigarette. I can have a 1/100th of a cigarette, and I want to die.
What about as an equivalent? You come out with like a ball and a cup.
Just ball and cup it for a while.
You ball then, and cup it.
Don't go back inside till you get it.
You've got no mouth distraction.
In your mouth like a seal.
So I'm thinking like muesli bar, but like something that's like a health food or something.
Yeah, okay. So people look at it and they're like, oh, they're being healthy.
But how about instead of chewing tobacco, we chew tea?
Oh.
Get that caffeine buzz.
That's true.
But without the cancer.
Yeah.
Okay, tea-bacco.
Tea-bacco. This is good.
If you do.
And then you can have different flavors.
What are you chewing?
English breakfast. Ooh, I'm a Russian caravan guy.
You could do coffee as well. Because coffee comes with a certain level of kind of cool already, a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know if you can chew coffee beans like you can chew a leaf.
Well, I'm imagining we turn the coffee beans into some kind of
goo.
What?
Into gum?
Like chewing tobacco.
Maybe gum.
Chewing gum into ground coffee.
Well, I think it's gum. I think gum is what it is.
Gum,
because you go out, you get like, because if it's a Hubba Bubba, you're only there for 5 minutes before it loses all the flavor.
Yeah.
You go back inside, whack it in the freezer. Half an hour later, I'm going to go for a chew.
Pop it out of the freezer. It's a brief one because the flavor will be gone in 30 seconds.
That's right. We need like just a quick smoke.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, I'll get my stuff.
That's perfect. We nailed it.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Cass.
I've been Hayden. Please don't start smoking. Please don't smoke. It's bad for you.
We've given you so many great and perfect alternatives.
Exactly.
You never need to.
If this is the episode that made you start smoking, that's on you in many ways.
Yeah. It didn't actually. Yeah. No, we provided every alternative. Maybe. Mm. I hope it helps someone quit smoking.
Yeah.
Just start chewing killer pythons.
Yeah. Exactly.
You can still hang out with your friends.
Yeah.
Mm. Bring a big boss.
Where can people find you, Hayden?
Oh. you can follow me on Twitch if you want.
What's your username?
Yeah.
Twitch.tv/HaydenHaydenHaydenHaydenH. Hayden spelled H-A-Y-D-E-N.
Beautiful.
My podcast, The Weekly Muniz. You can follow that if you want to. But, you know, whatever.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the SansPants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsradio.com and consider joining the SansPants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a SansPants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to sanspantsradio.com and follow the links.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.